little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Do you remember we were doing the big busk in, was this March or April we were doing this?
Yeah, March, yeah.
We had a big fundraising thing where all the DJs had to do something. And for the big busk, I put a lot of time and expense into the project of learning how to play, how to become a great tuba player.
Virtuoso, yeah.
I still have it. It's still in me.
Right. Well, they say like once you go tuba, you never go back. Well, isn't that what they say?
There's something like that. I think the thing is once you do 90 hours of a thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's the muscle memory, is it?
It's the muscle memory.
Yeah.
So if you remember, the amazing new Brass Kings came in.
Jeez, if you didn't hear this at the time.
Well, I have it here.
This is going to be incredible.
You can have a listen.
Yeah.
So we were doing I Got You. And I had to perform on the tuba. All the lads were in. And I had to perform the bam, bam, so good. Bam, bam, so good. Bam, bam,
I nearly think the shame of this is you were so good at that stage. Mm-hmm. It kind of just felt like it was just a brass band playing the song as normal.
The guys, they call themselves the New Brass Kings.
Yep.
They're on Instagram, at the New Brass Kings. And I think I broke them that day. I think they left here with their collective tails between their legs. They were, I think...
Have they been DMing you since trying to get you into the band?
Some of them were thinking, I can't do it anymore when I've seen this kind of greatness. Look, I tell you what, I'll just play you the bit. Have a listen. You can hear my performance. This was earlier in the year with the new Brass Kings.
I got you.
I told you. I told you it was good.
Amazing.
Well, at the time we said to them, anything you're doing, anything you want us to plug, to mention, you want to come in again, give us a shout. So the brass signal was lit over the clouds of Dublin, and they do have a thing they want to talk about, and they're here now. JB, do you mind going and getting
I'll
them?
Go grab the
new Brass Kings. And you can follow these lads on at the new Brass Kings on Instagram. They're just outside the door. Gentlemen, come in. Bring them all in. Come on in. Good to see you again. Hello there, sir. How are you? Jeez, I forgot all about all the instruments, the size of them. Come on in here.
Where's your tuba?
Oh, the tuba. Oh, it's in. It's in the shop.
It's in storage.
It's in the shop. It's in the shop for repairs.
We thought you were going to join us again.
I wish I could. I would that I could. Gents, I would that I could. The cold sore, that's it, yeah, thanks. Would one of you hop on so we can chat and introduce yourself again to Ireland just for a second, because I want to talk about this, because this is incredible and it's beautiful and it's really sweet and sad and it's certainly worth talking about. Introduce us. What's your name, sir?
Fiacre here with the new Brass Kings.
All right, you want to introduce the rest of the lads as well?
We've got Mason on tenor sax, Mason McMillan, Kevin Foran on trumpet, Gavin Hodson on alto sax, Adam Kenny on trombone, Conal Mooney on sousaphone. And I play the drums.
Of course. Yeah. Right. Thanks for coming in again. And you said that you're in Dublin City because you paid a visit to Laura Lynn yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us about the visit. And I was out there. We did a thing. We had to dress up as superheroes and put on a very tight-fitting Lycra superhero outfits. Mm. Let me tell you, I did not look super in the outfit. And we filmed a piece out at Laura Lynn. And while it's a hospice for sick children, while it's a sad subject and it's intense, the experience of visiting, it's also incredibly inspirational and sweet and amazing that the work that they do out there. Fiacre, tell me about your experience there yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, we met with Cathy, who's the fundraising coordinator, and she gave us a tour of the whole thing, gave us the background on how it was founded and all of that. That's too sad of a story to be telling on the radio, but it's incredible. But she basically just showed us the facilities and how they work and what the setup is, how they look after children basically who are not expected to live past the age of 18. Mm. And not only do they look after the kids and give them palliative care and so much fun and like stuff to do and play. And
that was the thing that hit me the most was it's so joyous.
Yeah.
Fun and joyous and positive.
It was just so good. But Kev made the point that like not only do they look after these kids and give them the best quality of life they could possibly have really in the worst circumstances, but they also have a huge support network for families and make sure the families are looked after because they're the ones going through all this grief and everything. And it was just amazing, just the whole setup out there and how they make a special point to kind of hide a lot of the medical equipment so you don't feel like you're in a hospital or a hospice.
Yeah.
And there's like a huge big fish tank when you get in and all these extra fish and just so much stuff that they can do and play with and sensory rooms and all of that kind of stuff. It was incredible.
It's amazing. So what are you doing? You're raising money for Laura Lynn then?
They made the point to us yesterday that only until last year was their facility funded. 5% of it was funded by the HSE,
right?
Which is crazy. So the rest of it, this year it was 33%, which is great, but still not enough. So the other 66% has to come from the public. So that's why we're kind of doing this, is to try to help raise some money for them. Yeah. They only have one facility like this in Ireland.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing when you consider the scale and the scale required. So you're busking. We were busking earlier in the year. This is another busk. But why don't we also do a busk now? So you do it on the radio and see if we can get any people to donate directly to Laura Lynn.
Perfect.
And make a donation that way.
That'd be amazing.
Put your money where your mouth. I'm so sad I forgot the tuba though. Because this is a real opportunity.
No, Ray, we want to maximise the amount of money coming
in. Maximise them. Laura Lynn's website is www.lauralynn.ie. It's Laura, LYNN.ie. Lauralynn.ie. If you can go on now and throw in a euro or 5 euro, whatever you can, if you can afford it. Christmas time, everyone's struggling, everyone's under pressure. If you could throw a few bob in, it would be amazing. And the guys will busk. So it's the equivalent of you throwing it in, you throw it into Laura Lynn at lauralynn.ie right now is the website. What are you going to do for us?
We might do it now at Christmas tune.
Well, and away you go then. Yeah. This is the new Brass Kings on Today FM. I'll let you get
Fierker's through. Got to strap his drums on.
Yeah.
Strap
off.
Holy hell.
Strapped already.
Okay.
One, two.
2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!